Tips for enhancing communication skills effectively. Tips for enhancing communication skills in learning are essential for anyone looking to improve their personal and professional relationships. In this article, you will discover the importance of active listening and how it can supercharge your communication skills. You'll learn practical techniques to practice active listening, master nonverbal cues, and understand body language. We'll also explore the vital role of feedback, both giving and receiving, and how it can transform your interactions. Get ready to unlock your full communication potential. The importance of active listening in communication. How active listening boosts your communication skills. Active listening is a game changer in how you communicate. When you truly listen, you're not just hearing words, you're understanding feelings and ideas. This skill can transform your conversations and relationships. Here's how. 1. Builds trust. When you listen well, people feel valued. Trust grows, making it easier to connect. 2. Enhances understanding. You grasp the full meaning behind what's said, avoiding misunderstandings. 3. Encourages openness. Others are more likely to share their thoughts and feelings if they know you're listening. Techniques to practice active listening to become a better listener. Try these simple techniques. 1. Maintain eye contact. This shows you're engaged and interested. 2. Avoid interrupting. Let the speaker finish their thoughts before you respond. 3. Ask questions. Clarify points to show you're paying attention. 4. Paraphrase. Repeat back what you heard in your own words to confirm understanding. Tips for enhancing communication skills in learning through listening. Improving your communication skills starts with listening. Here are some tips to help you learn better through listening. 1. Stay present. Focus your mind on the speaker. Avoid distractions from your phone or surroundings. 2. Take notes. Writing down key points can help you remember important information. 3. Reflect on conversations. After a talk, think about what you learned and how you can apply it. 4. Practice regularly. Like any skill, the more you practice listening, the better you become. Mastering nonverbal cues for effective communication. Understanding body language and its impact. Body language plays a huge role in how you communicate. It can say more than words ever could. Think about it. When someone crosses their arms, they might seem closed off, while open arms can show warmth and friendliness. Your facial expressions, posture, and even your eye contact can change the message you send. Here's a quick look at how different body language cues can impact communication. 1. Crossed arms, defensive or closed off. 2. Open arms, welcoming and friendly. 3. Avoiding eye contact, disinterest or dishonesty. 4. Leaning forward, engaged and interested. Recognizing these cues helps you connect better with others. You can pick up on their feelings and respond appropriately. If you want to make a big impact, pay attention to your own body language too. Tips to improve your nonverbal communication. Improving your nonverbal communication is easier than you might think. Here are some simple tips. 1. Practice good posture. Stand tall and sit up straight. This shows confidence. 2. Make eye contact. It builds trust and shows you're listening. 3. Use smiles. A genuine smile can make anyone feel at ease. 4. Be aware of your space. Respect personal space to avoid making others uncomfortable. 5. Mirror others. Subtly mimicking someone's body language can create a bond. By focusing on these areas, you can enhance your communication skills and relate to others more easily. Tips for enhancing communication skills in learning. With body language in learning environments, body language can really make a difference. Here's how you can leverage it. 1. Engage with your classmates. Use open body language to invite discussion. 2. Observe your teacher. Notice their cues. It can help you understand the lesson better. 3. Participate actively. Leaning in while someone is speaking shows you're interested. 4. Use gestures. When explaining something, gestures can help clarify your points. By applying these tips, you'll improve your own communication skills and create a more engaging learning atmosphere for everyone. Providing and receiving feedback for better interpersonal skills. The role of feedback in improving communication. Feedback is like a compass guiding you through the maze of communication. When you give or receive feedback, you open the door to better understanding. It helps you see how your words and actions affect others. This is crucial for building strong relationships. Think of feedback as a mirror reflecting your communication style. It shows you what's working and what needs tweaking. By embracing feedback, you can sharpen your skills and connect with others on a deeper level. Techniques for giving constructive feedback. When it comes to giving feedback, You want to be helpful, not hurtful. Here are some techniques to keep in mind. 1. Be specific. Instead of saying, "You did a good job," try, "Your presentation was clear and your examples were relevant." 2. Focus on behavior. Talk about what someone did, not who they are. For example, "I noticed you interrupted during the meeting is better than you are rude." 3. Use I statements. This makes your feedback feel less like a personal attack. For example, "I felt confused when you changed the topic instead of you always change the topic." 4. Encourage dialogue. Invite the other person to share their thoughts. Ask questions like, "What do you think about this?" Tips for enhancing communication skills in learning with feedback. Here are some practical tips to enhance your communication skills through feedback. 1. Practice active listening. Pay attention to what others say. Show you care by nodding or repeating back what you heard. 2. Ask for feedback. Don't wait for others to give it. Ask specific questions like, "How can I improve my writing?" 3. Reflect on feedback. Take time to think about the feedback you receive. What can you learn from it? 4. Apply what you learn. Use the feedback to make changes. For example, if someone says your emails are too long, try being more concise next time.